I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, tomorrow we're going to try once again to cover Genesis chapter 17. That was our plan last week, and if you were there last week, you know that I became ill overnight and had to call one of our elders, Eugene Conway, to preach, and he preached a great message out of Joshua about being prepared, and he certainly was prepared for such short notice and just did an outstanding job in that message. I know you were blessed by that. But tomorrow we'll be back in Genesis chapter 17, Lord willing, and we're going to see the continuing story of the life of Abram. In the message tomorrow in chapter 17, he has his name changed to Abraham, and we'll talk about that. Sarai also has her name changed to Sarah in the chapter. But all of the story of Abraham in the Old Testament so far, dating all the way back to Genesis 12, has been all about the covenant that God makes with him. And each time that it's mentioned in his life story, God adds additional information, more depth, more specific details, and it becomes more and more clear and more evident what God is doing. And ultimately, the covenant is all about the reality that through the line of Abraham, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, would come into the world. And we're going to see again tomorrow a brand new focus, a brand new emphasis on this covenant. 13 years will have passed between chapter 16 and chapter 17. And God, back in chapter 15, had gone through the ceremony of the covenant, the ritual to establish the covenant. And there's no way that Abram would have ever been able to forget that after seeing what he saw that night. God appearing as a flame and as a smoke passing between the animals that had been halved, and it would be something that would be etched in his mind the rest of his life without any question. But the years have passed by. We come to chapter 16, and of course, no heir had been born, and so Sarai comes up with a scheme, really, of how to solve the problem, and she shares that with Abram, and he goes along with it, and it's something that really was showing that they were not trusting God in that, but that they were trying to take matters into their own hands, and it's really been detrimental to the world all through the centuries. But anyway, we come to chapter 17, and as I said, 13 years now have passed by, and so God is going to get very specific about this covenant and how he will bring it to pass, and we're going to see some brand new details that are introduced. And these new details really confirm some things and should make it very clear to us what this covenant is about, and that it's still in effect even to this day, and that things that we're seeing in the news, I mean, on the nightly news right now, the things that are in front and center that's going on in our nation right now, our text for tomorrow in Genesis chapter 17 speaks directly to it. And it's never ceased to amaze me how God's Word, as we preach through books of the Bible, will come to things that are directly pertinent to our lives today. And so tomorrow we're going to see that this covenant, the way it's expressed here in chapter 17, it is a commentary on the news that we're seeing day by day right now in our country. And I'm also reminded that the gospel itself is very detailed. God has given us a gospel for our salvation. He's given us a Savior, and the details of how we're saved through the life and the death of our Savior, Jesus Christ, are very detailed, very specific. You can't change it. You can't make up something different and try to substitute for the true gospel. A lot of people want to do good works and have things of the flesh that would commend them to God, just like Abram and Sarai tried when they had Ishmael. But it won't suffice. God's specific details of salvation are irrevocable, and they're irreversible, and man cannot change them. Man cannot try to do something in their place. The gospel is simply that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world. He lived a sinless life, and he died an atoning death for our sins, and that is the only thing that God will accept as the payment for our sins and for our salvation. And if we try to go any other way, it's not the gospel. It's not good news. And it will be to our eternal detriment if we try to approach God on some other terms. His terms are that salvation comes through his Son, Jesus Christ, and in him alone. And so if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, if you're trying to be religious, if you're trying to do good things and trying to somehow, through your own fleshly efforts, be pleasing to God, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that is a faith spoken there about faith in Jesus Christ. And so come to Christ today. Place your faith and your trust in him for your salvation. That's the only way you can be saved. And so I hope you'll be there tomorrow to hear this message. I'm not going to reveal the title of the message just yet because it would give away really the whole new information that we want to emphasize in the message. And so I'll just reserve the title for in the morning as we begin the sermon. But I'd encourage you to read through chapter 17 before tomorrow morning. Take some time and read through the chapter and just meditate on it a little and have your heart prepared to hear the message from God's word in Genesis chapter 17. And I sure hope you'll be there to hear it. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church and you're looking for a place to go to church tomorrow, we'd like to invite you to come be with us. You'd be very welcome, and our people would be glad to see you there. And you'd be in a church where there's true worship of the Lord in our singing and our praying and in our preaching of God's word. And so come be with us tomorrow. If you need more information about the church, you can find it elsewhere on this page where you're listening. And we hope you'll look that up. You can find there where we meet, what time we meet, what we believe, things of that nature. So check us out elsewhere on this site, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. So I hope to see you in the morning. We'll cover Genesis chapter 17. This time I really mean it, at least I think I mean it, and so I hope to see you in the morning. Lord bless you, hope you have a great rest of your Saturday, and Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. We shall win.